Beat Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies and sport on Now.
Beat Breakfast with Niall and Show.
Good morning to you.
Happy
Thursday.
Good morning to you and happy Thursday. When we don't have the date and the time up on that big screen there, I feel like discombobulated.
You have it on your computer. It's 16th of the 1st. Good morning, Aoife.
Good morning. How are you? Darling. How are you? No, it's not on my computer. All it says on my computer is, I love the weather updates on your PC, right? It says 10 degrees and mostly cloudy.
It's practically balmy.
It is tropical. Yeah, we should get our bikinis out.
Do you want to know my personal troubles yesterday?
Go for it.
Okay, go on.
I had a fight with my bass guitar, like proper fight. I just wanted to learn a song and I don't practice my instruments enough.
What song was it?
It was a Chili Pepper song, but like Flea is a great bass player, but he's a mad, like this is the bass line, we'll play it for you. It's absolutely insane what he does.
I don't know anything about it.
It's so complicated.
Like, it sounds like someone.
It's like intricate, I'd say. Is it? It's like the, so. Like you're flicking from.
String to string.
Yeah.
And then it goes to this.
Is that what they call him, Flea? Because he's always kind of moving all over the place.
Yeah, that's why they called him that in school. He wouldn't sit quiet, so they called him Flea. His real name is Michael.
Did you get there?
I got there in the end.
Yay.
It took me from 2 o'clock when I went home till 6:15.
I was
hitting it. I was like, come on. I was like talking to him. I was like, if my housemates are in, they're going to think I'm crazy. I was like, come on, just, you're not doing what I want you to do.
Yeah, but you know what? Isn't it amazing? I've said this to you before, to have a skill that you are so passionate about that you want to keep going until you get
my downfall. Sometimes if I can't get something, I'll throw down the guitar, like the normal guitar, and I just won't learn it. Like I tried Michael Jackson's Beat It solo one day. I was like, I'm never going to be able to learn this.
I feel like you're quite determined.
Yeah, I like that. I like the passion, the drive. Yeah, do you know what I was passionate about last night?
What?
I went to the Panto in Wexford.
Oh, right? No, you didn't.
Oh, yes, I did. Boo. I love that, right? I love the boo and stuff. But no, what I was going to say was, I was passionate about getting a bag of chips when I came out, right? You know the way.
Oh, tidy.
Yeah, you know when you come out and, like, you're going to bed, but you still feel like that gap in your stomach.
Yeah.
The chipper was mobbed on a Wednesday night in January.
The boom is back. The boom is back.
I said to Eve, that is the universe telling me, show, you ain't having chips.
Look, you know, January's a hard month.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with having a few chips of a Wednesday night. And you just need that little bit of a boost sometimes.
I was sad going to bed because I didn't get them. Like, I could have waited, but I was probably looking at it. And I was thinking, like, I have to, my sleep, do you know what I mean? Yeah. It was like 20 past 10. I was like, you know, I have to be fresh for you today. But as a result, I have a, like, rumbling stomach this morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you poor thing.
At least there's no smell of chips off you this morning.
So I'd love that.
100%.
I'd love to smell a salt and vinegar this morning.
We have the last dilemma of the week today.
Yes,
so
we do.
We have Cool to School and we're playing Last Answers Only. All on the way. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Thursday. This is Beat. Do this. This is choice number one.
Do you know what? If you had picked the Green Day version of it, it would have been higher.
I've never seen an episode of
What?
Mm. I was watching. They didn't
what?
Have, yeah.
Sorry, cut the music. Call off the show. You have never seen a full episode of The Simpsons.
No.
What is wrong with you?
Nothing.
Like, no, seriously, that is, and I'm sure you are in the car right now or wherever you are asking the same question. What is wrong with you?
Nothing. I'm fine. I just never, like, appealed to me. I never felt the need to watch it. So I've never watched an episode in its entirety.
So you don't know, like, brilliant characters like, I don't know, Duffman, Dr. Nick, Dr. Hibbert, like, or, hi, everybody.
I've heard that. Is that the clown fella?
No, the clown fella is Chrissy's, though.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. No, I'm sure I'm not on my own. I'm sure there's loads of you listening this morning that have never watched an episode. Anyway, where are you putting it? It is the theme tune to The Simpsons. Where is it going?
Do you know what? It's grand. It's iconic, but it's not like the best, like in terms of like a cracking cartoon. I'm trying to think of what other cartoons could be in it. Like Sweet Life and Zack and Cody, they're not cartoons, they're just kids' shows.
Yeah, it has to be a cartoon.
Do you know what? I'm going to put number three, Middle of the Road, The Simpsons, okay? And I think that is fair enough to say. Yeah?
Yeah, go for it. Right, number three, Simpsons.
Handwriting is atrocious. Right, number two.
Our Are you ready, kids?
Aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Captain!
Oh! Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob. I've never seen this either.
Either have I. Well, I have, but like, I don't vibe with SpongeBob. I didn't like it at all.
Really?
No. That's number five. That's bottom of the barrel stuff.
I think that's bottom of the barrel. This is Niall's favourite show, I think.
Is it?
Yeah.
Niall, you need to get yourself sorted and checked out. Like.
And me.
And you. Well, I've never watched it either. But
apparently it's like real adult humour, is it?
I don't know. I just don't like it. It's a sponge and then you got like a squid. Like
squidward. Really miserable this morning, aren't you? There's no like happiness to you at all.
There is. Simpsons is a great show. I just never vibed a SpongeBob.
Okay. Number three.
The Builder.
Can we fix it, Bob the Builder? Yes, we can. Scoop, Muck and Daisy and Rosie too.
No way, you know the words.
Join the crew.
I used to have a Bob the Builder outfit when I was younger.
No way.
Yeah, I broke my arm off a swing, or no, off a slide. And the most like devastating news was I couldn't get into the Bob the Builder outfit.
No.
And I couldn't fix it. I couldn't, yes we can.
Who is the guy? He's a famous actor that voices Bob the Builder. It just came into my head there. Who's the voice of Bob the Builder?
I have no idea.
I think he's an actor. Anyway, where are you putting it?
Do you know what? It's a banger. It's like not more iconic than The Simpsons, but I think personally it's a better tune. So I'm going to put number two, Bob the Builder.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, but like Simpsons is just...
Like Bob the Builder is more of a song though that you can sing along to. Like there's more to it.
It is. Yeah, so okay. I've got four and one left.
Okay.
So we'll see where this goes.
There's 104 days of summer vacation. The school comes along just to end it. So the annual problem for my generation is finding a good way to spend it.
This is number one, easily.
Building a rocket or fighting a
Tommy. Phineas and Ferb, of course.
Yeah.
Tower.
Discovering something that doesn't exist. Or giving a monkey a shower.
I knew you knew all the words. Creating
nanobots and looking Frankenstein's, but it's over here.
Number one.
It's great.
You don't care what's next.
No,
your number one.
See, there's a whole lot of stuff to do before school starts this fall.
Come on, Harry.
So stick with us, cause Phineas.
Yeah, that's number one. Okay. I know every single word.
Okay.
Oh, you're looking at me real mischievous. What's going to be,
Mom! Phineas and Ferb are making it.
Right, shut up, Candace. Have I made a mistake now? Have I made a mistake? I'm trying to think you. It's going to be something stupid like Sophia the First, and you're like, oh, you love that song. Did I get that? No way. No way. Is that it? Is it?
You do love that song.
Yeah, just for a second.
I was a girl in the city doing all right. Then I became a princess overnight.
And that's all I know from it. Yeah, no, I'll put that at number four.
Paddy was on a show, is it Bring Your Child to Work Day? I don't know if he's talking about my child or you.
I'm the biggest child here. Sophia the First.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to put that number four.
Go
all right.
On, give me your list.
So, number five is SpongeBob. Terrible song. Is this
about
Sophia the First? Number three is The Simpsons. Grand, iconic. Bob the Builder, number two. What a tune. I'm Phineas the Ferb, number one.
You're happy with that,
yeah,
aren't you?
Yeah, I am so happy with that.
Can I just end by saying that's not a bad list, although I would put Sophia the First much higher than The Simpsons. Do you know what I mean? Like, Sophia the First is a tune. Like, yeah, it could be released as a record.
I know, but I, like, know two lines from her from TikTok.
I know, but it's lovely, like. It's about a princess. She goes in, she comes to a better life. Do you know what I mean?
I'm sorry, Sophia the First, and then The Simpsons, one of the greatest TV shows of all time.
So proud to say I've seen every episode of Sophia the First and not one of The Simpsons. Morrissey is Bob the Builder. Thanks, lads, for sorting us out on WhatsApp. You don't know.
Can't believe you've just said Sophia the First about The Simpsons. You need to get your head checked. Get up. I got you
in the morning. Beat Breakfast.
I'm going to cast your mind back to a week and a bit ago when I was living my best life, the Lanzarote life, in a lovely hotel, hanging out with Tom and Eve and my new friends from Manchester, Vicky, Mike and Stevie. Killian doesn't
Vicky,
like
Mike
my...
and Stevie, are you listening this morning or was it just a once-off yesterday to please her?
And my in-laws, Lisinger and Tom's cousin and her family. So we were all there, and every night in the hotel that we were in, do you know what one of my favourite things, I don't know if you like this when you're on holidays, but I do love going back after a day by the pool and getting your outfit on for dinner. So it's like, you know, day to night, and you feel like you're making a bit of an effort to get dressed up.
I haven't been on a sun holiday since 2018.
Did you not go to a wedding though 2 years ago in...
Yeah, but that was in a villa, so I wasn't kind of going down to the beach and stuff.
Okay.
But when I was in Cyprus, I went in. See, I don't burn, and that's what I tell myself. I don't burn. I don't sunburn. So the first day we got there, it was 32 degrees, and I hopped straight in the pool, no sun cream.
Killian.
So I was going around on my tippy toes after. So like, I hated that time of taking off clothes on the burnt skin on the back.
You have to be so careful. You can't do that.
I know.
Anyway, do you know what I'm talking about?
Where you go out at night
and you feel like, oh, you know, I've been lazy all day, and now I'm getting glammed up to go for dinner. I know, it's the little things that get me excited. All right.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this one night I had this dress. I think it was like the last night that it was meant to be our last night, and then we got stranded.
Yeah.
And the dress was backless, right?
Okay.
So normally when I wear it, I wear perkies, the boob tape, right? So you basically like just tape it on. Yeah.
Tape is a big thing now in women's fashion. Because you can get face tape as well, I believe. There's a rapper, Dolce, she wears it. Like it pulls back, I don't know, pulls back the lines or something.
Oh, like a facelift kind of thing.
Face tape.
Well, no, this is for your boobs, right?
Okay.
You've seen it. Megan's had it. Like, you know what it is.
I had to go shopping with Megan for a boob tape, and I was just standing there really awkward in the lingerie section of Shaw's, and she's getting her boob tape, and I was like,
looking a bit
weird. It's not for me, even though I could do it some probably, but it's not for me.
Anyway, I got to Lanzarote, put on the dress that night, and realised that I had no perkies with me, right? And I thought, I really want to wear this dress, and it's the last dress that I've brought with me, and I'm definitely going to wear it. What am I going to do? Improvise. So what did I do? I had bought a 12 packet of plasters for Eve the day before because she cut her leg.
Okay.
So I was like, we can make and do with this. We can stick a plaster on. Now, just FYI, one plaster, not enough. We had three plasters.
Big bad boys, those are.
Three plasters per boob, right? So I got them on. I was like, yeah, look, not perfect, but happy with that. Went down to dinner. That was grand. And we were all sitting around this big table, enjoying the chats, having the crack. And Eve's little friend, Stevie from Manchester, I think she fell or somebody cut something. And Eve said, oh, Mum has plasters. So over they came to me.
Oh no.
And the plasters were in my clutch bag. Now, here's where I'm going to pause the story, because everybody at that table was now all eyes on me, waiting for me to take said plaster out of my clutch bag. And my daughter, and I believe we've talked about this on the show before, when your children just land you in it, she said something which allowed the whole table to stare at me, silence, laughter. The question is, what did she say?
Can I have a guess?
Yeah.
Did she say this?
Those women were in the nip!
No?
No, she didn't say that. Handing it over to you this morning. If you can correctly guess what Eve said when I was reaching for the plaster in my handbag, bear in mind, I'm also wearing some plasters. If you can guess correctly this morning, you will win. Have you given any travel mugs away this year so far?
Yeah, one or two, yeah.
Okay, travel mug up for grabs if you can correctly guess what she said this morning.
Did she say this?
Okay, all those chicken.
No.
Come on, come forward this morning. What did she say? Holiday in Lanzarote, all going so well until I realised that the dress that I had brought with me, which was backless, needed perky boob tape and perkies, I should say. And I didn't have any with me, so I decided to use plasters that I had bought for Eve the day before. And at the dinner table that night with a lot of people, including my in-laws, Liz and Jer, the other little girl that was with us, Stevie, needed a plaster. And I knew that I had one spare in my clutch bag. And so I reached in to get it, and what did Eve say next? Thank you for the overwhelming response to my boobs this morning. Love it.
They always get a good response from me. We'll go through some of the reaction. Emma said, now you can say if this is correct or wrong. Okay, Emma was on. She said, Eve said, give the used ones from your boobies, mammy.
Wrong.
No. Okay. David said, mammy cut her boobies.
No, but okay.
Mikey was on and said, mammy put plasters on her boobies after playing with daddy last night.
No! For God's sake. No, that is not what she said. No.
Oh my God, Mikey.
Loads of you got the correct answer. Who are we going with this morning? Who is the winner of the Beat Breakfast travel mug the for winner, correctly guessing?
And Bernie got the answer correct this morning, and this is what she thought Eve said the whole situation.
I bet she said, "No, mammy, they're on your boobs."
Yes, she did. And can you imagine trying to explain that to your mother-in-law, whose mind was blown about the fact that I was wearing regular plasters? Like, she just couldn't. She was baffled. I had to actually, like, when we were walking out of the restaurant that evening, I had to explain to her that there's now a thing that you can get in tape, and it was very awkward. It was very.
She was probably just sitting
That's
there.
That's suspicious. That's weird.
No, well, it is weird. Like, it is. Jackie was on. What size do perkies go up to? I believe, Jackie, but I'm not 100% sure. I think they go up to an F, but don't quote me. I'm sure you can get
F.
Yeah, F.
There's sizes out there that are Fs.
Of course, Sterling. There's all sorts of cup sizes.
Be the Lord.
Yeah. The other thing that I do want to point out.
Now I'm feeling very
sweating,
hot.
Are you? Yeah, hot now and I'm flushed.
I know booby talk like weirds me out. It's just girls talking about the boobies. I get nervous.
Well, this is not something to get nervous about. I had forgotten this until I was chatting to somebody out in the office there about the fact that, yes, putting them on is fine, even the perkies, but oh my days, trying to take a plaster off your boobs. I cannot even tell you the pain of it. Like, you know when you have to whip a plaster off?
Yeah, but that's mainly because there's hair there. Is there hair on your boobies?
I don't know, but it's just the skin is so sensitive there.
And is it kind of like, I find the worst tape is, you know, medical kind of surgical tape?
Yeah.
That kind of tape, that's really sort of take off. I suppose skin on skin. And how tight, she probably have
it was
to,
really
for
tight.
Those, you'd have to have them on tight to keep them up, yeah.
And it wasn't just like regular plaster, you know, that plaster that's kind of like a material feel to it. So yeah. It really stuck down.
Nasty.
So when I come back.
It's like adhesive glue on you.
You're like, do I do it slowly or do I just rip it off? Sore for days after that. Anyway, there you go. Let's wrap that up. Thank you for all your suggestions. Good guess. We might play that again.
Yeah. What happened next? Get up. I got you
in the morning. Beat Breakfast.
So this week, teaming up with Wallace's Home Value and Garden Centre in Wellington Bridge, County Wexford. The one-stop shop if you're doing any DIY needs, you can go there. And playing this morning is Jennifer. Good morning.
Hello.
How are you? Welcome to Beat Breakfast.
Thank you. I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, we're good. We're making a little bit of a habit of players this week being in the workplace. So where are you this morning, Jennifer?
I'm in Kilkenny.
Okay. And what's work?
I'm a physiotherapist. I work for St. Luke's.
Okay. And where are you located right now? Like, are you hiding somewhere in a storeroom? Or?
I'm in my office. I don't actually work in the hospital, but I work for the hospital.
Okay, so, okay.
If that makes sense. Yeah.
Yes.
So
yeah.
I'm in my office.
Yeah. And do you have privacy there or have you helped?
I do, yeah. No. I'm in my office. I'm on my own.
Why is that a weird question?
Do you have privacy there as you bombard on the phone asking a load of personal questions? I can only apologise, Jennifer.
Sorry.
She's fine about it. Jennifer, tell us this. How's your day looking? Is it a busy day ahead?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it kind of depends. Every day is very variable. The service I work for, we actually work with the National Ambulance Service. And
okay.
We go out to non-urgent 999 calls to elderly people.
Wow.
So it's very variable. Every day is different.
Okay. And I'd say you love your job, do you?
Yeah, it's good. And I have lots of good co-workers.
Oh, that's a lovely thing to be able to
that's
say,
amazing.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Now, I'm not too sure if there is any medical questions on Beat the Bomb this morning. Hopefully there is a few that, you know, you can ace. But maybe the pressure's always on when the medical questions come up. But then if you get one wrong, Jennifer, everyone's going to know.
Yeah. I actually have my co-worker Declan. He's just walked in here, so he's going to help me play.
Declan, come on, Declan!
Come on, Declan! Welcome to Beat Breakfast. Does he want to talk, or is he going to be?
Good morning.
Beat the Lord.
Come
How
on,
are you,
Declan?
I'm glad. Not about it. Easy questions now, lads. Easy questions.
All right. He's coming with the.
Tell
like,
us how to do our
rules.
Jobs, why don't you?
Right. Let's give this a go. The duo are about to play. Are you ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
Okay, 102 seconds on the clock. Let's start.
Beat the Bomb on Beat Breakfast.
Okay, guys, what TV sitcom do the Griffin family appear in?
Family Guy.
Yes, what are the county colours of Carlow?
Green, orange and white.
Red, yellow and green is
My
what we're looking for.
Kill me.
Oh, your husband's going to kill me. In the movie The Lion King, what animal is the character Pumbaa?
He's a warthog.
He is. Rachel Stevens, Hannah and Joe were members of what pop group in the 90s and noughties?
No idea.
That's S Club 7. Shrek, Kung Fu Panda and Madagascar are movies from what animation company?
Pixar.
No, it's DreamWorks actually. What type of power is harvested from the sun?
Solar.
Yes. What colour also doubles as a word to describe feeling sad?
Blue.
Yes. What sport is played at the Oval?
Cricket.
Yes, Declan. What is the Irish word for cheers?
Sláinte.
Yes. My Lovely Horse was a song created for what Irish comedy series?
Father Ted.
Yes. Sacred Heart Hospital was the setting for which US sitcom?
Oh, God. Is it Scrubs?
Yes. What group had a hit with No Scrubs in 1999?
TLC.
Yes. In WWE, what does TLC stand for? Wrestling.
No idea.
That's tables, ladders and chairs. What is the square root of 64?
8.
Yes. Name two members of the original Avengers.
On the bomb, take your time.
Yeah.
Iron Man and do you know another
one? Invisible Man?
No, it's not the Invisible Man. Iron Man.
You've got one.
I don't know.
Just name any.
No, Batman. I don't know.
Nah, it would have been the Hulk or Captain America or Black Widow or Thor or Hawkeye. And do you know what? I have to say, as a duo, like that was a real team effort. I loved
well
it, Declan and Jennifer.
You're so diplomatic.
I'm being genuine. I think you worked really well together.
Just called out your BS show.
You wouldn't pass that information on to our managers.
you just send them send their email my way, and I'll send a nice email for you today. Let them know how fab you are. What did they score,
guys? You got double figures. You got 10 points. Woohoo! This morning, which is it our overall score? No, it's not.
It's not the highest score of the week, but lads, between you, you have a €50 voucher for Wallace's and Wellington Bridge. You can take a little day trip together.
Lovely.
Lads, enjoy work. Hope it's not too hectic and have a nice rest of the week. All right?
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Jennifer. Thanks, Declan.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Get up.
I got you in
the morning. Beat breakfast.
Right. So it's a big day here in the Beat studio because I've brought my
balls out.
Crystal ball in, and I am doing my best to work my magical powers. And in case you're just joining us, I have a 100% success rate with this ball. It's come through on a couple of things that I've asked it over the last few weeks since it arrived in our home. So
do you want a couple of questions that people have asked us?
Okay,
right?
Go on.
So we're going to... Tommy wants to know. It's I mean, you can ask anything in the world.
Anything.
But Tommy, I mean, I don't know why you want to know this.
Yeah.
But we'll give it a crack. Tommy wants to know, the crystal ball question is, does Killian have big socks? Okay.
One moment, please, Tommy. And just press on my ball, then my hands go here. It's coming through now. And I can tell you that he does. He does, Tommy.
I does. You know what to say about big socks? Big shoes.
Okay.
Big shoes. Do you want another one?
Yes.
Jar wants to know, and this is life changing.
Okay.
So, Jar.
Morning show. Killian, the one thing I need to know, am I going to win the cash machine on Friday? That's all. The only thing I need to know. Cheers. Give me good news too. Yeah.
Jar, if we had a euro, hun, for every time we were posed that question.
Crystal ball doesn't lie.
Jerry, let's see what's happening for you on Friday and whether or not you are potentially a winner. So we're just going through the motions here of the colour. Right now we're purple. And as suspected, that was a big question that you put to me there. It's undecided, so it's kind of a yellowy colour, so can't give you a definitive answer. It's not a no, Jer.
It's not a no.
It could be you.
Aoife,
girl, talk to us. How are you this morning?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
Yeah, we're good. Now, you're looking for a vibe on something here, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah. Now, before we get into your question, you are happy with something that you've heard already this morning. Is that right?
Absolutely. Jeff Hardy, back to the WWE.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To hear that music once more and see him go out and
absolutely
do his little dance and go... He does like a load of hip gyrations show when he comes out and he's like...
Aoife, have you always been a WWE fan?
Massive. I have four older brothers.
Right.
I'm the youngest. They used to practice their WWE moves on me. I fell in love with it. I've been to see it twice.
Ah.
Well done. I've said it to my brother Barry. I said, when my nephew Theo, when he's 4 or 5, he's getting choke slammed around the place. He is getting tombstoned. He's getting everything done to him.
My daughter's 19 months old. She loves getting choke slammed. Loves it.
I know nothing about wrestling. I just don't know if this sits well with me. But like today, like,
I think Killian will appreciate this. Yeah. That she actually does the Jeff Hardy dance,
and she's 19 Tidy. Months.
Love it, yeah. Absolutely love it.
What age or what's her name? I should say,
Leia.
Okay, Aoife, let's get down to some serious business, right? Okay, back to the ball. All right, Aoife, I want you to ask the ball your question this morning, and let's find out what happens. Go for it.
Will I ever get WrestleMania tickets?
Oh.
Where is WrestleMania going to be?
Las Vegas this year.
Aoife, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Purple first. That's standard. So,
this is 100% accurate as well, just to let you know.
Aoife, we're blue at the moment, so what we're looking for here, as with everything, is a green colour.
This is blue.
Hang on a second. We've gone to green.
We've gone to green.
Aoife.
We're going to WrestleMania.
Yay.
Now, if you don't, remember, this is Shona's idea and not mine. So you can't blame me, okay?
Aoife, it's foolproof. All right. So you enjoy and send us the footage of that experience, that once in a lifetime experience that the ball has now said you're going to.
The ball has said I'm going to it. So it has to come true now, or I'm coming back on you.
Aoife, exactly. I'm also just going to, I suppose, safeguard myself here. I'm going to send you out a travel mug as well. All right. Just in case the other thing like doesn't happen immediately. Like it might be a lifetime thing.
Yeah.
So I don't have an exact read on time with the ball. But all I will say is, happy Wednesday, and look at it. It was amazing to chat to you. All right,
thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Bye. Beat breakfast. It is January 13th, and I want to cast your mind back to just prior to Christmas week, and there was an office filled with sweets and biscuits, and this happened when we received a tin of afternoon tea biscuits by Jacobs. You know the tins of afternoon tea that you only see at Christmas, and on the side of the tin it says perfect for every occasion. Don't mind if I do.
She's giving out stink though, because she's no menu. Like, they're just biscuits with a bit of chocolate on them. You don't need a menu.
See, there's two types of people in the world. There's Niall, who just will put his hand into anything and just go for it. And then there's me, likes to decide what I'm going to take.
I like Jeopardy. That's what I like.
And out of those biscuits, there's only three that I actually know that I like. And maybe the reason I haven't tried the other ones is because I don't know exactly what's inside them, and there's no menu. I mean, I'm just giving you a little bit of feedback.
Jacobs, if you're listening.
Yeah. So that kind of thread continued, and my kind of, I suppose, mission to get an answer from Jacobs kind of continued throughout that show. Right?
I was off that week. Yeah. I saw Niall had on his Instagram story that you rang them.
I rang
for a statement,
the,
as every sane person does.
Killian thinks that like I'm mad when I do like a statement on something.
I just like, if something's wrong with a product I buy, I'm like grand. I hate the hassle. I hate the engage. I hate the conflict. I just want harmony in the world, and I just, you know.
He never gives out.
Never.
I think it is our right to question and to wonder and to be inquisitive. It is our right as a consumer.
Who are you, Oscar Wilde for consumers? It is our right to wonder, to dream.
Dare to dream. Anyway, I decided, right, when I couldn't get through to them. Obviously, it was the week before Christmas. I fully understand that yous were up to your eyes. There was tins of afternoon tea flying off the shelves, left, right and centre. The biscuits that you only see at Christmas. I did try and ring yous. You couldn't answer. I totally understand that. So what did I do? Like any normal person, I took to Instagram Messenger and I decided to send you a private message. And I sent that on the 18th of December at 12:56. And I got a message back saying your inbox was full and you were going to be coming back to us as soon as you possibly can. You said 2 to 5 working days. I understood Christmas. That's like fair enough. You can't always respond in a time where you're really, really busy. So on Wednesday last week, when I was on the beach in Playa Chica in Lanzarote, I got a statement, and I'd like to read it out with you this morning because
So this is from Jacobs. Yeah, it's a statement from Jacobs. Yeah.
A lot of people wondering about this. Hi Shona, Happy New Year. Thank you for getting in touch, and we're so glad to hear you're enjoying our afternoon tea biscuits. That's a great question. Read the menu. Currently, our tins don't include a menu, but we truly appreciate your suggestion. Adding a menu is a lovely idea and something we'll certainly consider as we continue to enhance our range and customer experience. Warm regards, the Jacob's Biscuit team. Now, some people could read that and go, bit vague, bit wishy-washy.
Yeah, they didn't really, like, they just agreed with all your points. That was it. Very like a politician.
Yeah. I'd like to believe that in some kind of big marketing executive meeting in Jacob's, round about 10 o'clock this morning, they're sitting around table. They're saying, this girl from Beat Breakfast in the Southeast messaged us and we need to look into menus on the afternoon tea tin for Christmas 2025. Are you with me?
I'm with you. We want to know your gripe with the company this morning. If you had a similar situation, are you a complainer? Have you sent, I want to know if anyone's out there have sent an email, a strongly worded one at that. In the morning, let's get back to this. Show is being, she's being one of those people that complain.
No, I don't think I wouldn't put it down as a complaint because even the way I messaged them,
you
messaged
a company giving out about their products that something was missing.
No.
You put it in a nice way, but you still complained.
No,
you still you had a gripe.
What's the point? What's the point in having something like bothering you and not saying it and talking to people about it? At least I went to the source. Do you know what I mean? I went to the source. I told them what I felt.
Said it to their face.
And like, they might not have agreed with it. I like I said, I'd like to think that Jacobs are now sitting around discussing a menu for the afternoon tea biscuits for 2025. Someone made the point. Tony and Gory said, add a menu and there'll be an extra €5 charge this year to the biscuit tin.
Yeah, is that what you want for all of us? I can barely buy a Freddo nowadays.
I think it's just fair enough that you actually just, if you have an opinion on something, that you voice it in a nice way. That's where I stand.
I have a gripe, but I've never done anything about it. But I know it's absolute BS. So McDonald's, right? It's a great company. Love them. But anytime I seem to go for a McFlurry sometimes, you know the way, it's just a common thing, I think, because we have a 24-hour one. So if you're bored and your friends are like, should we go for a drive? We go get McFlurry. We'll sit down, chat, eat the McFlurry, whatever. Half the time, the machine's broken. Yeah. No, it's not. I worked in a shop for 8 years and we had an ice cream machine. The ice cream machine, and I mean, on a hot summer's day in Bagginstown, I'd say we could go through about 799.
Stop.
And it didn't, it didn't break once. You'd have to clean it every once in a while. They just turned it off and didn't want to serve ice cream.
You don't know.
That's my
that
gripe.
Now.
But I'm that kind of person who will have a problem. But I don't like conflict. I want the world to be a peaceful and happy place.
Maybe there's somebody that can answer us on.
Yeah, if you work in McDonald's, are they actually broken? Megan worked at McDonald's, in that McDonald's for you. I may ask her, actually. I never took it up with Megan.
Emma, talk to us, girl.
Yeah, so this is quite embarrassing. So this a few years ago that I have... What's going on here? Sorry. I bought an item of clothing from a now well-known brand that was set up by an influencer. And I arrived and I put it on. And I could get this whiff, this really strong smell. I don't like strong perfumes. I don't like strong smells or anything like that. And I was like, the lousy beeps are after sending me something now that someone's after wearing and returning, and it's disgusting.
Oh.
So I was very angry, and I sent a very strongly worded email about my disgust at that they had given me a jumper that somebody else had worn and sent back. It turns out that actually they sprayed Jo Malone perfumes on their jumpers as a nice little touch, but I didn't appreciate.
Oh, so you sent them an email and said, I've got this stinking jumper.
Emma went off on one in an email. How dare you?
Yeah,
beep, 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 beep.
And then you got the email back and you were like, oh, that's a really expensive perfume that they just sprayed all over my new jumper.
Yeah, that I don't like. That's very nice, but not everyone likes strong smells. So.
Good woman. And what did you get back then?
Not.
No discounts for you from that brand for any time soon, Emma.
They were like, that's the end of that one. We've cleared it up for you. We're not changing our expensive scent on our fancy jumpers. Did you buy from them again, as a matter of interest?
I did, and they don't do it anymore because they're after getting a lot bigger. It was kind of a smaller brand at the time, but
no, Emma,
they don't do it anymore.
They don't do it anymore because you called them out on it. I'd like to believe that's, you were influential in that decision.
Yeah.
Listen, darling, you have a good Monday. All right, mind yourself.
Thank you.
Bye,
bye, bye. Connor was onto it this morning. He said, I bought meatballs from a local supermarket, and when we cooked them and went to eat them, my partner found a steel nut and washer in one of them. Went back to the shop to complain. Ended up getting a €100 voucher for the supermarket.
Nice. You see, it, like, if there is a problem, you're better off saying it. Daniel, morning guys. I sent an I love this. Sent an email to HB before to bring back orange super splits. Safe to say, yes! It didn't happen, unfortunately. I mean, Daniel, I love your enthusiasm. You go on to like those forums. There's literally threads about people trying to bring back super splits, trying to bring back
Fat Frog,
smiley bars.
Wibbly wobbly wonders. Yeah. Iconic. Woke up this morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
I've got some bad news.
And I need to play that again because
I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
Because this is awful news. This, when you said, can we talk about this? I said, hell yeah, because I am extremely angry. Show, what's going on in the world and why is this atrocity occurring?
These crisps first debuted in the year 1964. They arrived in the UK in 1994. Don't have an exact year on Ireland, but I'm assuming it was around the same time. Sometime in the 90s, we were gifted with the beautiful flavours of Doritos crisps, right?
Can I say, they're not to everyone's taste, but they are my all-time favourite crisps of all time. Chili Heatwave Doritos, and the tangy cheese are nice, and the blue pack as well. If anyone is working for Doritos right now, send me a case of them. I will love you forever.
I will share them with you.
No, they're mine.
I never know if I can, like, if I love Chili Heatwave or nacho cheese more.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
But they're iconic. They're the triangle shape. You know, they're unique to themselves.
Well, let me stop you there because this is the news that nobody wanted, nobody asked for, nobody
needed. I'm afraid
needed.
I've got some bad news.
Do you want to know what it is?
Yeah.
This was posted to the Ash Doritos UK account and they are considering changing the shape of Doritos crisps.
That is ridiculous. That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. Really is. Like, why? What shape are they going for? Circle or like Pringles or what?
So at the moment, you know, a standard Dorito is a triangle shape. It's tried and tested since 1964, lads. Why are you messing with a beautiful thing? They're looking, Killian, at changing the Dorito to a square.
That is ridiculous. Like, a square.
Who wants a square?
Who wants a square? Like, the whole thing is like, I love like getting the angle right, getting like my mouth open so I can fit a whole one in. It's that little bit of excitement, like, ooh, will this one? And
will
sometimes
one
they're curled
in?
Up, you know? Will it go in? Will it fit inside my big gob?
I can't fathom or understand what kind of marketing executive in America decided.
Who signed off on this?
Like, this is madness. Like, some people are saying, is it April Fool's already? Is it April 1st? As others saying, don't mess with my triangle. But a lot of love for the square. One user, square looks good on you. Now, what they're doing is obviously taking to their social media accounts to find out what the vibe of the people is. So it is up to us to vote on whether or not we would like to see the square. And you can hear from the anger and the upset and the rage in your voice this morning.
Yeah, really.
You're not here for the square. And do you know what? Like, name another crisp that is square that is successful. Name a square crisp.
A Ritz or something. Like,
that's
one
not
of
a
those.
Crisp.
Well, yeah,
that's
exactly.
That's a cracker. Name a crisp that's square. Doritos. They don't work.
They like, don't
this,
work.
This is not happening for you.
We talked about it on the show on Monday, or I think it was yesterday. It might be one of the days where, like, strongly worded emails. So your Jacob's thing. And I said, sure, why would you be at that? There's no point in emailing companies. But Doritos...
Honey, you've got a big storm coming.
Because I am coming for you. I am sending a strongly worded email after this show to you. And that's a ridiculous thing. Whoever was in their suits and whoever even, like... Yeah. Whoever even... Like,
came up with it.
Enlightened this idea or accepted it or even give it a glimpse of hope to sit around the table and say it.
Do you know what? I would actually... Like, thinking about it, right, and really putting some thought into it. If they're going to change, go circle. Like, I've seen some success with circles. We're talking discos, we're talking...
Ah, they're discontinued now, so, like, that's a means to an end.
No.
Do you know that old saying, I think it was someone in Sri Lanka, or maybe it was someone in, like, Great Britain, maybe it was William Shakespeare, but it's one of those famous quotes, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's that famous quote, it's really powerful, it's... If it's not broke, don't fix it. And I just find that really, really, you know, this applies here.
And that's what you ended with. Like, that was your big finale. That was the, I'm going to end this segment on a motivational quote. Please, Dorito, like, do the right thing here. Do not wreck 2025. Keep a triangle. I'll write the email for you. I think I'd be better at it because I've success in this area.
Woke up this morning. Woke up this morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
It is Wednesday morning and it is 11 minutes after 7. Show, you all right?
I'm absolutely fine. I discovered a new drink yesterday as well.
Okay.
Chai latte.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's this chai tea?
So I actually, do you know what? It was a 4 o'clock kind of coffee date and I didn't want to drink coffee. Yeah. And then I just always feel like, I don't know if I should say this, but I just feel like it's a bit of a rip off to pay for tea. Do you know what I mean? As opposed to coffee. So I saw it on the thing and I was like, I'll give that a whirl. It is a kind of tea, but it's like cinnamony.
Okay.
Yeah. And I had it with oat milk. And my friend that was with me, she tasted it and she said, it just tastes like Halloween.
Do you know what? That sounds very notion-y show. Oat milk chai latte. You know?
I was down Wexford Main Street. I was just hopping off a chai latte at 4 o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon.
Here's a fun fact for you that I saw off Garen Noon, the TikToker. I don't know if we were number one in the world, but we've been overtaken. Turkey is the number one consumer of tea in the world, and we're number two, and then the UK is number three behind us. Ha!
Do you know what I mean about like getting a cup of tea when you're out?
I 100% get you.
Now, that said, right, going off the point, sometimes when I'm in a restaurant and I'm ordering a dessert, even if I'm like full meal and I've had a drink or whatever, I'll always get a cup of tea to go with a sticky toffee pudding or a fudge cake.
I'm after like turning very I don't know, Italian or something. I get a little espresso.
Oh, espresso.
After.
Now that is notions. Anyway, good morning to you, Aoife. Aoife is joining us this morning because we have a game to play and it's called Beat the Intro. I'm going to give them around 2 to 3 seconds of a song. Woo-hoo. You're going to have to tell me what the song is based on that intro. Who wants to go first?
Okay, I'll go first.
Aoife, you can go first. So there is different themes for you this morning.
Okay.
So Aoife, I don't know, were you a rock gal back in your day?
I was, a bit of a moody teen.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this should suit you. So your category today is 2000s rock. So you're ready for number one?
Okay.
This is number one.
Oh, easy.
Okay, now you get a point for the artist and a point for the song. So there's 10 points in total.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, Can't Stop.
Okay, well done. That is absolutely correct. I wasn't expecting to get that.
I wouldn't have got that. I would have known it was Chili Peppers, but I wouldn't
actually
have known the song.
Can I just say,
there we go.
I'm gonna win big. this reminds me of college days and the silent disco in Wheelands. Oh, that was
I did a silent disco at EP. Weirdest thing ever.
A silent disco in Mallorca last year, and it was the best thing ever.
I went into it. I don't think I had the headphones on because I had none left, but you were allowed to walk in. And you just walked in, you could just hear the footsteps of people going, like dancing along to the music.
It's so weird though when you're listening to one thing and you look over at somebody and you know they're dancing to something completely different.
Right, okay. Number two.
You're lonely.
You know I'm here.
You can be helping.
I know, but I love
you. Just take me out.
And what's the artist?
Kaiser Chiefs?
No, it's Franz Ferdinand.
I always get this song.
I see where you're going with the Kaiser Chiefs. It's not unlike a Kaiser Chiefs track, but this is, I don't know, they didn't have many hits, Franz Ferdinand, but this was like iconic at the time.
Okay. Okay, so you have 3 out of a possible 4 points. Here is number 3.
Oh, because life's like this.
This is my SingStar. I got like all the golden points in it. Like even though I can't sing.
Oh yeah, that's...
Mine was, Heaven is a Place on Earth.
Oh,
on SingStar 80s.
So Avril Lavigne, Complicated. Tell me
why you wanna go make things
so complicated. You are smashing this.
Yeah,
feeling.
That always reminds me of Reeling in the Years 2002.
Yeah.
Because Roy Keane had left Saipan. And that was the music on it. It was Roy Keane leaves.
I remember the World Cup 2002, my mom's friend made us little bandanas of the tricolour. Because we were little kids then, like little Irish bandanas.
I'm worried if these are too easy.
Mm.
But here we go. Here's number 4.
Oh,
this is... Yeah.
Oh yeah, I have that. Last Night, The Strokes.
I feel disappointed in myself.
Ironically, I would have got them all right.
I actually think that Killian has underestimated my musical ability, number one, and underestimated how much black eyeliner I wore as a teenager.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're not going to get a clean sweep, but you will get 9 out of 10 if you get the next one right.
Oh, no,
capacity.
No.
Oh, that's...
Oh, Yeah, I know. It's Kings of Leon.
Play it again.
It is, isn't it? I've been moving around.
You know that I could lose somebody. So Kings of Leon.
Is it you, somebody though? I know I shouldn't be helping you, but
can I give my two
you
options
wished.
Here?
Come on, I'm gonna have to push you.
Let her hear it
someone
again.
Someone like you. No. It's you, somebody. Okay.
Yeah, I'll give it to you. Well done. They were very easy, weren't they?
My genuine opinion is that the 2000s as a decade is underestimated in terms of how much good rock, indie
pop.
Rock.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Kind of, I think, like maybe the tail end of Britpop there was. Do you know that kind of way?
I love the way she's not only came and saw and conquered, but she's also given
Education.
Us her musical, like, kind of knowledge.
Bring back rock music. When do you ever hear a guitar solo on the radio anymore? That's all I want to know.
I don't get an Inhaler now. Hmm?
I know, I want
back.
More bands
back.
Like Inhaler. Yeah. I want more. I don't
I
want your.
Back.
I'm working late because I'm a singer.
I do. I want both. Like, bring your guitar in and do a solo for us.
I will.
Make it
show.
Happen.
You're up next.
Woke up this morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Beat Show. I was stuck for a theme and I was like, what one would you get? So you're a 90s gal, obviously. Mm. So I was born in the year 1997. So we're just going to do hits from 1997. So how well do you remember 1997?
I mean, it depends on what the, again, I always say this, I have quite a strange, eclectic mix of taste. So, I couldn't tell you off the top of my head a song that came out in 1997.
Killian, what was number one the year you were born? And will that give away something?
It will give away something.
Okay,
yeah.
we'll find out later.
So, you know how it works. Beat the intro, I'm going to play a piece of audio, and then you're going to have to guess the song and the artist. Point for each. So, 10 points available. Aoife has 9 out of 10. So, you really have to get every single.
It's mad because a lot of these are probably not even around. Do you know what I mean? They're like not artists. Well, not that I'm sure they're around, but you know what I mean?
They're not,
like,
they're not necessarily charts.
In the charts. Yeah.
Here is number one.
Will Smith, Men in Black.
Correct.
Okay, cool.
Straight off the bat.
I'm 97 as well.
Oh, are you? Okay.
What I meant to say there was what was number one the day you were born. That was number one the day I was born.
I'm going to have to look that up.
Yeah. Aoife, just to let you know, you can sing along to any of these tracks. I'm not allowed, but Paddy was on to us and he said, lads, can we hear more of Aoife singing? Ooh. Hard eyes emoji putting Killian to shame.
I never claimed I was a good singer anyway. Here's number two. You be quiet over there.
Why can't I think of it? Like, I know the song.
Think of it. There used to be an on an ad.
Hey, come on now.
Can you play it again, please?
Okay.
That's going to wreck my head.
I'm going to have to push you for an answer,
show. My brain is just blanked.
I'm going to have to push you for an answer. Come on, 3, 2, 1. Give me an answer. Anything that's in your head.
It's not Alanis Morissette.
No.
I honestly...
No.
No, I'm gone.
Hanson.
No, one of my favourite cheesy pop songs ever. I literally, my brain blanked.
I know, yeah. But in fairness, the intro is a different voice.
No, I knew it. I knew it. I just had nothing.
Well, you've won, Aoife. Congratulations. There's no way she can come back from it.
A little hole in my head there.
There's no point in continuing, is there?
No, please.
Here is number three.
Oh, yeah.
Big dance track.
Where do we go wrong? I don't know.
Ah, come on. Think. There's people now
shouting at the radio.
Screaming at you, yeah.
Yeah, I'm so bad at this. Aoife, you can help me. Ultranade
free.
This is what I would call a shambles. Working in radio, unable to beat the intro.
That's a wrong sound because you got it wrong.
Yeah, I know that.
Ah, oh, kid.
You don't need to look so disappointed in me. I'm really disappointed
in myself. Is there another one?
Yeah, there's two more. So we can claw something back now. Here's number four.
Oh, you'll get this.
Is it Torn, Natalie Imbruglia?
Nothing's fine, I'm torn.
Correct.
I went to see her in Vicar Street. So random. In 2017, there was about 20 people there.
Right. And how was she?
Yeah, she was good. But like, all I knew was Torn and Big Mistake.
Yeah.
Okay, here's your last one. It was a big enough song in 97. It was the only song he released that year and for a while after that.
Go again. Is it like Michael Jackson?
That's correct. It's Michael Jackson.
But I don't know. Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson.
Aoife, any ideas? It was his only album that time. It was the album out in 97.
Go one more time.
Who cares about Michael Jackson?
I know, I knew the, like, I got from the beat that it was Michael Jackson.
Oh, I don't know.
Go on.
Blood on the Dance Floor.
Not in a million years. Like, I wouldn't be overly familiar with that song.
Yeah, no, it was just as it was kind of like, you know, when kind of artists are in their latter years and they just bring out one song and then that was it. But that was it and it charted.
Was that his last ever single?
No, it wasn't. Okay. God knows. Rock My World was like 2001 and stuff. But that was 97. He had a bit of a break and stuff.
Look at Killian, like, coming into his own.
Oh.
With
Sorry.
His knowledge. No. Respect to you, Aoife. Congratulations on absolutely nailing Beat the Intro this morning. And I'd like to apologise on my behalf to like anybody.
It was a hard one. Do you know what? It wasn't necessarily, I don't think, an outstanding year for music, 97. But I do like that Elton John sang Candle in the Wind the day I was born. So that was the first song I ever heard.
Tidy.
Well, yeah.
Tidy.
So I was born the day of Diana's funeral.
Oh
yes, yeah. Your mum was like
was watching the funeral and fighting in the ward.
R.I.P. Diana. Right, that's Beat the Intro.
Well done
ladies. We do it again next Wednesday. Woke up this morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Nylon Show on Beat Breakfast.
Thursday's Beat Breakfast. It's the 16th of January. Sean Killian with you, 7:37. Let's do this.
Give me the goss.
On Beat with Supermax. Enjoy your favourite Supermax meal wherever you are. Available for takeaway, collection, delivery or drive-through. Supermax.ie.
Okay, so we just discovered, or show just discovered, that there is a Titanic 2 that came out in the year 2010.
I really thought that was one of those moments where you were just completely taking the whatever out of me. Do you know? I was like, it's not possible. Like, it's Titanic. We know what happened. Like, how can you bring it back?
Well, there's a load of sequels to movies that you probably didn't know existed. Like, for instance, did you know there was a Lion King 2?
Yes.
Yeah, you've seen it. Did you know there's like 3 or 4 sequels to Aladdin?
No.
Yeah, there's a load of them. But there's actually quite a few of really like big blockbuster films that you have never seen before. All right, so I'm going to describe some of them to you and you're going to try guess like what's the sequel to.
There's a strong chance that I haven't even seen the movie. Like, I haven't seen so many big movies. But anyway, yeah, go
for it. Well, this is a big one that I haven't seen and apparently a lot of people say it's better than the original, which I think is dog's wallop. But anyway, so set in the 1970s, it's kind of coming to the turn of the century or whatever, to turn of the decade, to 1980. It's based in a school where they all sing and dance.
Grease 2,
yeah.
I've seen it. It has Michelle Pfeiffer in it.
I didn't know that existed until years ago.
And some people claim, I don't agree because I love Grease, but some people claim the music in Grease 2 is superior to Grease 1.
Do you think so?
No, I don't. I say some people say that.
Yeah, but do you think like that's a valid claim? I don't think so. Don't mess with the original. Like, stop trying to hop on the back of it.
Go grease, lad, and you're burning up the cold.
Okay,
man.
Here's a film that was released in 1983, a sequel to a big film, and it was probably the most unexpected movie maker and director ever. It was made by Sylvester Stallone, of course, Rocky.
I'll be back.
That's not Rocky.
Oh, I did it again.
That's Terminator. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Rocky's I don't know, like, I'll fight you tomorrow or something.
I'll be back works. Right, okay, go on.
So yeah, it's kind of the same plot as the first one, which I'll probably give it to you if I don't. So it was a big film. It involves a lot of dancing. Alright.
Oh, dancing in the 80s. Footloose 2.
No.
What?
No. It's called Staying Alive and it's the sequel to Saturday Night Fever.
I've never seen Saturday Night Fever.
What?
Yeah, I know.
What?
I know. Who's in Saturday Night Fever?
John Travolta. And the Bee Gees. Ha, 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 ha. Staying alive. Staying alive. Ha, 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 ha.
Okay, I wouldn't have got that one.
Okay, a fan favourite. This movie was written by Tina Fey, but the sequel wasn't a fan favourite. It was set in a school again and involved a load of women.
Mean
bitching.
Girls.
Yeah.
But it
Mean Girls 2.
Did it rate? Did I,
no, it was horrible. It was horrible. It was a big, big flop.
It was horrible. It was nasty.
It was.
Tina Fey is so talented, though. I'm surprised that didn't work.
Well, I just think, like, when you make a film so good, you just leave it there.
Killian.
No need. Like, there's no need to be bringing out, like, say, A Star is Born 2. Or, do you know?
Yeah. The biggest example of that, I'm not sure that's a good one. Free Willy. Because somebody told me there was Free Willy 2, and I'm like,
someone told you there was Free Willy? What? Shows all over that.
They freed Willy in the first movie. How could, like, what are you going to do in the second one? I just want to stay with that image in my head. He broke free. It was great. I loved it. One of my favorite movies. Shannon says there was a sequel to The Wizard of Oz, The Return to Oz, I think it was called. It's the most terrifying movie I saw as a child. I do not recommend showing it to children. I've never even seen The Wizard. Some people say The Wizard of Oz is scary.
I rewatched it before going to see Wicked, just to get, you know, a bit of the
backstory.
The backstory. God, like, for a movie made back in the day, it was terrifying. The little monkeys.
The
flying monkeys.
Why would I do that to myself? T-Rex Preacher, sequel to Jurassic Park, says Paddy.
Yep. Also on, did you know there was a Lion King 1.5 that comes in from Stu? Yeah, it did. And I love that film as well.
Is it actually called 1.5? Like, yeah, the decimal point?
It's like Timon and Pumbaa's POV. Like, they were actually there during the whole events of the Lion King. So, like, when Mufasa died, spoiler if you haven't seen The Lion King, but like, they were in the gorge when it happened. Like, you know, they were just passing through when all this was going on. It's grand. It was just another money hash of a movie.
I'm sorry, but like, what? Who puts a decimal into a movie like 1.5? I'd like call it Lion King tomorrow. Like, you know,
I have Walt Disney's number, so I'll give it to you after show.
Thanks,
you
can get ring.
Thanks. Grease 2. A lot of people are on the train that it's better than the original.
Hey guys, just quickly on that. Grease 2, it is 100% better than the first.
Oh.
When I was very small, I'd say between the ages of like 8 and 12, we used to come over to Ireland every year and visit my family, and my cousin had Grease 2 on like tape.
You just used to watch it the whole
I
time.
Yeah, like, I might rewatch it just to, like, out of intrigue, because maybe I love Grease 1 so much because I've watched it multiple times. Do you know what I mean?
Maybe.
And I know all the music.
It's just iconic.
Like, the guy in Grease 2, I would say, is controversial, but I think he's hotter than John Travolta.
I don't see the big deal with John Travolta. My man, like, he's gorgeous.
His hips.
Back in
it's his hips.
It's the gyrating show's legs. Right, on the way. Top
of the morning. Wake up with your mates.
Woo! Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Will we talk about my bagels?
We will.
Yeah, okay.
I love your bagels.
So yesterday I brought to your attention that it was National Bagel Day, actually, and they're quite divisive. They're not to everybody's taste, but I do love a bagel with a bit of cream cheese. And at the start of the week, good habits and all that, you know, I'm trying to stick to like some kind of like routine and not be like spending money frivolously. So
yeah, just the two coffees a day is enough, is it?
No, I just stick to that, yeah. I don't want my bank account to be a shambles, but I bought my bagels and my cream cheese earlier in the week and I left them up in our canteen. Now, we've spoken many times, and I know any of you listening that have work canteens, you sometimes accept that like food will go missing, right? It's kind of like, there are times when it's fair game. I'm sure I've taken a slice of bread here and there, you know, a bit.
I've done
cereal
on several occasions. Yeah. If it's left out in the open, 100% go for it.
So yesterday I went to get my bagel and Killian and I had just filmed something, and I came out and I went to open the top and I realised that on top of the bagels was half a bagel. And I stood there, like, just staring at it going, what? Like, I didn't eat half a bagel. What has happened here? And so it turns out that amongst us here in the building, love where we work. We're so lucky. We have so many friends. We've like good people around us. But there is somebody in this building that decided they were going to have a bagel. And I've no problem. Like, I'm like happy to share my food, except for desserts. Don't come at me with desserts. But when it comes to my food, you can take anything. I just can't understand how someone can steal half a bagel.
It's quite like unbelievable that there is like, well, just take the whole thing. Just,
yeah, like, take it.
Like why, if why you didn't want to be caught, like, you're probably not going to notice a full bagel gone, maybe.
Yeah.
More than a half one. So I said to Sho yesterday, I said, this is awful. And Sho was so nice about it. She's like, ah, yeah. But I was all like, it's time to take revenge.
It's not that I...
It is time to take revenge.
No, you're deciding this. I just feel like there is a half a bagel thief in the building and I am absolutely mind boggled by who it could be. But Killian's decided to take matters into his own hands. So what am I doing?
I want you to, like... Someone in this building, all right, has stolen property off you. That's the way it is. It's property, okay?
Okay.
So, I want to task you.
Yeah.
So, we've got like, I'd say a couple of minutes before we talk again.
Okay.
I want you to run around this building and steal as many things off people's desks as you can.
Okay.
Now, I don't mean a little pen. Stuff that are valuable. If there's a 50-euro note, you take that 50-euro note.
No,
if there is a charging cable, take someone's keyboard, someone's mouse. I mean, I don't know. Let's be ruthless with this show. Doesn't have a bad bone in her body and we need her to have a bad bone, so I need your help right now. Anything you can think of. We are in a building with computers and colleagues and like there's food, there's office things, so like what should show steal, what should she take back for the person who stole the bagel? So you have about, I'd say about 4 or 5 minutes right now to go and steal something. What does she steal, Evan? And it's a bit crowded in here, I'm not gonna lie, it is very, very crowded.
Show
Beat
Breakfast.
Wake up with your mate.
Okay, so if you're just joining us, this has been dubbed on Beat Breakfast this morning as the Bagelgate scandal. Bagels in the office, in the work canteen, which I left to the press yesterday, and discovered that somebody had stolen half a bagel. A lot of you wondering, was it the top half or the bottom half? It was the top half.
So, who robs the top half of a bagel? Like, at least if you cut it in half, you can have the top bottom.
Yeah,
so you can put something inside it. But
there was multiple suggestions about what I should rob, but there was also much curiosity as to like which top or top or bottom. Anyway, look, I've stood up to the challenge. I am literally surrounded by items that I robbed in the last 6 minutes in the office building. On the back of your suggestions, so will I just kind of run through what I've taken on the back of all the messages that we got in this morning. I have 3 large rolls of blue roll, you know, that jumbo blue roll.
Yeah.
I have an office plant. I have successfully taken a keyboard. I've taken a what was that? I've taken a remote control
for
a TV remote control. I've taken a phone. Where is the phone? Yeah, I've taken a phone. I've taken a Beat important, a very important letter that's addressed to one of our colleagues here at Beat 102-103, the broadcast centre. It's even signature required for the post. That's how you know like it's important. I've taken a screen monitor. I've taken a chair.
We've taken a whole PC here. Like you just went out and took someone's workstation. If someone comes in right now, they're not going to have anything.
I've also taken a Rituals hand cream.
You can't be messing with that. They're expensive.
Got it. Anyway, what I want to do is finish by telling you our favourite suggestion this morning. So, Melissa in Clonmelin County Tip, she asked, would I steal the smallest co-worker?
And she's behind the camera right now.
She's joining me in studio. Claire, you've got to come in now for the shot.
Come in.
Welcome to the Bagelgate scandal. You're officially the smallest worker in the building.
I was not ready to be on camera today.
Well, thank you for stepping up to the plate and for being part of the challenge. And you look at this, it'll go down in history.
Yeah, I'm very honoured.
You should be. Look, I think I did quite well. Now, obviously, just for I suppose professional purposes, I am going to hand all of these items back. I'm not going to keep them. We'll get a video up later, but
we have no room in the studio for anything.
I'm delighted with my office plant on the studio desk. This is amazing.
Can we keep that?
We can. Thanks, guys. Bagelgate scandal. I'll come back to you with more info as we have it.
Oh, show. What do you like?
Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Are you ready for this show?
I'm ready.
Snickers
versus
Snickers.
Here we go. It's the quiz that really kind of, pits show against the guys against show, and sometimes it's the girls against me or the girls against Niall.
Should really be at this stage like a board game, shouldn't it?
Should be
available in all good shops.
I wonder who's done that before.
I know. I just think it's a genius idea. Anyway, excited to be back. Excited to take on my first opponent of 2025. And you know what? He brought his A game this morning, because not only did he enter Snickers versus Snickers, he's actually wearing a pair of Snickers. Hey, PJ.
How's things?
Good, good.
Good, you are representing the
Snickers!
Go on, the lads.
You understood the assignment. What have you got your Snickers pants on for today?
Oh, jeez.
Well, I'm just doing a few. Well, I've been to town to get a few things to do, a bit of DIY around the house because I'm off work today.
Oh, you're off work.
So it's a choice. You're still.
It's a choice. Yeah.
Snickers.
I'm just wearing my work clothes I normally wear during the week, kind of thing.
And what's work?
Work mechanic.
Oh, mechanic now, Sean.
Oh, very good. Okay.
Yeah, my poor Levence is having a hard time, PJ.
Yeah.
Hard time.
Well, you're getting a pass today, so it'll be all good. All good in the hood. Okay, PJ, this is it. This is your chance, your time to shine. Are you ready to play Snickers versus Knickers?
Ready to go.
Good.
Okay,
man.
Now, who wants to go first? PJ, I'll let you make the decision. You're our guest. Who wants to go first here?
Not sure, ladies first. Go on.
Ah, that's very all right. So,
Knickers!
These are your questions, Joe.
I'm ready.
Question number one. Hurricane Rana, clothesline, and DDT are types of what? So Hurricane Rana, a clothesline, and a DDT. Are you familiar with those terms, PJ?
I do. I know those terms.
Yeah.
DDT.
A DDT.
And
yeah.
A clothesline.
A clothesline and a Hurricane Rana are types of what?
There's something to do with, I'd say something to do with when you are putting a house together, when you're building a house. It's something to do with the structure. It's the structural, it's to do with the structure of building a house.
No, completely and utterly wrong. They are types of wrestling moves. A Hurricane Rana is when, like, if I get my legs up around your neck and I swing you and flip you over. A clothesline is when I hit you to the ground with my arm, and then DDT is like put you in under the arm and then you're face to the mat. Oh my god.
PJ, I'm so disappointed in myself because Killian bangs on about wrestling all the time, so I should listen.
You weren't listening.
I wasn't.
In one ear out the other.
Yeah, exactly, PJ. Always the way with these women. Always the way.
Go away.
Pain lip service to it as well.
Oh, stop. Okay. Don't you be ganging up on me now.
Okay, right, it's time for Knickers now.
Knickers!
Okay, PJ and your Snickers this morning. This is your first question. What would you use hyaluronic acid for?
Oh, God.
Hyaluronic acid.
I guess I'd say it's something to do with, like, you know, it's definitely beauty, like some sort of a cleanser.
Do you know what? I'm going to give you that. Yeah, that is one right for PJ. It reduces the appearance of wrinkles and improves wound healing, among other uses. So fair play to you. You know your stuff.
Well done. Well done. So it is 1-0 up.
Yeah.
Go on, PJ. All right, you ready, show?
I'm ready.
Snickers!
Snickers question number two. Lionel Messi, whatever you want to call him, famous football player, has won the prestigious Ballon d'Or award on countless of occasions.
Yeah.
But can you tell me how many times did he win it?
Are you giving me multiple choice?
No. Nope. Multiple choice kind of just gives it away.
Do you know, PJ?
I wouldn't know exactly. I'd give a guess, all right, though.
I'm going to say he has won the Ballon d'Or 3 times.
That's wrong. He's actually won it 8 times.
Oh, that's unfair.
That's not unfair. Lionel Messi has been around for years.
Okay, you should give somebody else a chance. You can't be giving the same award to somebody every year. That was a trick question. I was ripped off on that.
Right, PJ, you're up.
Knickers!
Okay, PJ, question number two. Jasmine, Chloe and Jade are types of what? What are you thinking? What's going through your head?
Some sort of a scent, anyway.
Oh, interesting.
I have no idea. I can't even help you.
No,
I
just go with some like scent for perfume or whatever, you know.
They might be, but the answer I was looking for was the very famous Bratz dolls. They're a type of doll.
Sure.
You could have elaborated more, like what kind of. That is ridiculous.
No, that's my question, and I'm sorry, PJ. I'm sorry, but you failed at that one. All right, it's making the game a bit more interesting.
Okay, so what is it? Is it one apiece now?
No.
Sure, I didn't get one.
Oh, you didn't get one right yet. Oh, so it's still 1-0 to PJ. Okay, so this matters to you.
Yeah.
You have to get this to stay in the game. Yeah. Right.
Snickers!
Your last Snickers question. Show, you drive a Mini, which BMW actually acquired Mini back in 1996. But can you tell me exactly what BMW stands for? Drawing a blank. It's literally like the loading screen on the PC on a brain right now. The
it's
circle.
Like, it's like the circle.
PJ, do you know? And not the one we were new as children.
I do know, yeah.
I think BMW is brilliant make of wheels. I have no idea. What is it?
It's Bavarian Motor Works.
Ah,
in
go way out of that. Does anybody know that? Do people know that?
PJ knew it. PJ
knew it. PJ.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Oh, yeah. PJ knew it. Well, PJ, you've won, but we're going to give you your last Knickers questions anyway, so.
Knickers!
Go out in the high here now.
Come on now, PJ. What is Charlotte Tilbury famous for?
Perfume.
Does she have a perfume? Hang on now, because I don't want to do the wrong thing here. That's not actually what she would be known for. Does she have a perfume, though? She probably does. Everybody has a perfume these days. She does have a perfume. She's famous for makeup, but I'm going to give it to you. Yeah, she is the founder of a very, very famous cosmetics brand. PJ, like...
You conquered, PJ.
Is your January just, like elite now?
Oh, might as well just move on to February now at this stage.
Yeah, you've conquered it. You have got your hands on a €50 one for all voucher. Can we get a few words from PJ in the Snickers pants this morning?
Sure, keep the head up. We're nearly out of January now at this stage.
Yeah. Anything else?
Let's go.
End on a strong motivational quote for us.
End on a strong, yeah. Look forward to the weekend, you know.
Yeah.
Forget about dry January. Have a few drinks the weekend.
PJ, congratulations. €50 one for all voucher is yours. You won Snickers versus Knickers.
Snickers
versus
Knickers.
Beat Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies and sport on Now.